By now, fans of the Weekly Reader are familiar with our book critic Marion Winnick's work as a professor at University of Baltimore and as a columnist at Baltimore Fishbowl, not to mention an accomplished author. But now another hidden talent comes to light. Did you say that you're in a show, Marion?
Hi, Lisa. Yes, I'm going to be part of the next edition of Mortified, a show where adults read their childhood diaries in front of total strangers.
That sounds mortifying.
Well, you know me, I don't mortify easily. I'll be reading poems I wrote at the age of 10 under the pen name Tracy Beth Richardson. It's June 17th, 8 p.m. at the Ideal Art Space in Hamden. Tickets at getmortified.com.
So I gather we're going to Queens today.
Indeed we are. About 30 years ago, Jill Eisenstadt joined her Bennington College classmates Donna Tartt and Bret Easton Ellis with a debut novel called From Rockaway, that established her place in the literary Brat Pack, a group that also included Jay McInerney and Tama Janowitz. It sounds like a good thing now, but at the time there was quite a backlash against the young novelists, thought to be more interested in partying than serious literature. In Eisenstadt's case, critics seem to be confusing the author with her characters. From Rockaway follows a group of teenage lifeguards named Timmy, Peg, Chowderhead, and Sloane, whiling away their days, smoking, drinking, and fooling around. The aimlessness of their lives is broken up by a series of tribal rituals, moving from the prom to the death keg to a meeting of the Brass Balls Bridge Jumpers Association, and also by a tragedy at the beach for which Timmy is apparently responsible. The book is like a stoppered bottle holding the essence of 1980s youth culture, a decoction of boredom, yearning, recklessness, and low-quality marijuana, which has earned it comparisons to the early films of Richard Linklater. In her just-released new novel, Swell, Eisenstadt returns to Rockaway, and this visit revolves around several real events that had a serious impact on this neighborhood. First, in 1993, there was the Golden Venture incident, when a ship full of illegal Chinese immigrants ran aground on Rockaway Beach. 8 years later, there was 9/11, and 2 months after that, the crash of American Airlines Flight 587, both of which deeply scarred this Queens neighborhood, and Eisenstadt's fictional crew in particular. Most of her old lifeguards have become firefighters and cops. Chowder had died at the World Trade Center. Tim now only has half a nose and is 8 months sober. Tormented not just by the recent tragedies, but by his old lifeguarding mistake and his divorce, he has given up firefighting to become a driver's ed teacher. New in town is the Glassman family, moving out to Rockaway from a Tribeca apartment near Ground Zero. Unfortunately, an old lady in a wheelchair shows up on their doorstep claiming she still owns the house and refuses to leave. To say complications ensue is a bit of an understatement, and to explain them briefly would be impossible. For one thing, this old lady is a murderer. It's a kooky, chaotic novel, but it's anchored in a real understanding of the people of this area, what they went through in those years, and their recourse to black humor in dealing with it. That old lady's favorite joke is this: knock, knock. Who's there? 9/11. 9/11 who? I thought you said you would never forget. Jill Eisenstadt definitely has not.
You can find more information about these titles, links to reviews, and our podcast at wypr.org/program/weekly-reader. The Weekly Reader podcast is made possible by the Ivy Bookshop. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marion Winnick.